The Turkish military has called for an emergency meeting of all commanders deployed along the country's border with Syria. Reports say a possible intervention in Syria, including the deployment of over 400 armored vehicles to transfer military personnel, is to be discussed in the meeting. Turkey's massive deployment along its border with Syria over the past week has raised speculation that Ankara might intend to push back Kurdish forces from its border. Earlier, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu ruled out a unilateral invasion. However, he said his country would not compromise its domestic security. The Turkish government has currently lined up 54,000 soldiers along the Syrian border. Well, for more on that story, we're joined by political commentator Edward Corrigan, who's with us from London, Ontario, Canada. Mr. Corrigan, welcome to the program. First of all, talk to us about Turkey's massive military deployment along its border with Syria.
Well, the Turks are very much afraid of any sort of independence Kurdish movement, whether it's in Turkey or in Syria or Iraq or anywhere else. The Turks for many years actually tried to ban the Kurdish language. They brutally repressed the Kurds. In fact, they just called the Kurds Mountain Turks. But it's in the last number of years, there has been sort of a loosening up of the rules, and now at least there's an acknowledgement of the Kurdish presence in Turkey. There's a very large Kurdish population in Turkey itself. There's not a very large Kurdish population in Syria, but they are there, and they have been successfully fighting the Islamic Front. And there's a large Kurdish population in Iraq, a tiny part in Iran, and some, in fact, in Armenia, former Soviet Union. But the Kurds are the largest ethnic minority that doesn't have a state. There's over 40 million of them. And they were sort of shafted by the British in the aftermath of the First World War. But they have been struggling for their independence. In fact, shortly after the World War II, they declared an independent Kurdish state, which was ended up being suppressed by the Russians, I think, and the British. But the Kurds are afraid. It's not really, I think, that the Kurds represent a threat to Syria, but there's the idea of a Kurdish state or more independence for the Kurds could be perceived as a threat to Turkey's security under their own definition. But to my mind, it's not a threat. It's just the fact that, you know, people's self-determination for the Kurds would be seen as a threat. The Kurds, to my knowledge, have not made any attacks on Turkey. But Turkey, of course, has been supporting the Islamic militants to overthrow the Syrian government. They've been huge convoys of trucks and supplies have entered in from Turkey. And in fact, there was some Turkish police that were they arrested people for supplying arms to the Islamic militants, ISIS and other groups. And in fact, they ended up being arrested themselves for enforcing the law. But, you know, so it's a very complex picture and very confusing. You know, Turkey's a NATO ally. They must be getting some sort of direction from NATO as to supplying the Islamic militants. And I would say that includes ISIS. Also, there's but this is now just would be a pretext to invade Syria, to destroy Syria and to attack its border, and to, of course, do a blow to the Kurdish movements that are fighting ISIS. And of course, it would be supporting ISIS itself. But the Russians have a very large border with Turkey. What is Russia going to do? There's negotiations with Russia about building a pipeline through Turkey to supply southern Europe. This is a big factor. The Russian government, of course, is strongly supporting Syria. And, you know, so the thing could quickly get out of control. But I don't think that there's any real threat that the Kurds pose to Turkey. But ideologically and politically, yes, they may perceive a threat. But that, to me, is not legitimate. And this would only be a pretext to start bombing and attacking Syria. And of course, by that, they'd be attacking the Assad regime and supporting the Islamic militants. But once you take the genie off of this bottle, it's going to blow up. And I think there's going to be spinoff and blowback into Turkey and other areas. And I would urge caution, and Turkey should not, under any circumstances, invade. In fact, if it's, in my view, their long-term interest to stop supporting the Islamic work towards peace in the area.
Thank you very much, sir. Political commentator Edward Corrigan joining us now from London, Ontario, Canada.